Hello there and welcome to the Tokipona Podcast. This is your host, Jan Santi. And today I have a really cool episode for you. I want to share a couple of cool things that I found in Tokipona, as well as, you know, a couple of challenges that people submitted. So this is going to be a nice episode. First, I'm going to start, like every week, with the word of the week. And for those of you who are new, this is where I introduce like a Tokipona word and I kind of explain my thoughts on it, maybe the etymology, if I find some resources, and if not, like some relationships that I might find. So yeah, with that being said, today's word is tomo, right? This is T-O-M-O, and it means house. Well, it actually, you know, it's a noun, and not only means house, it could mean home, room, building, indoor space, tomo, right? So what I find interesting about this is that, as you know, in English, there's a difference between a house and a home, right? So already there, we do have an interesting thing. When I think about it, that's something also that we see in Spanish, like casa, we do use it as home and house, but we also have an extra word that is hogar, which could also mean home, but we can use casa interchangeably, kind of, at least that's how I feel it, right? So with tomo, you know, you just take all of these different concepts and you put them into one word, right? And like the fact that it could be a building, a house, a home, even a room or an indoor space, like that to me is quite interesting. It's super, super interesting. So you can already see a bit of the conflicts that you have when you're trying to just explain things with the word tomo, right? You might be referring to just a room, or you might be referring to a small house or a big house. So off the top of my head, like if you want to say maybe a little house, you would say tomo lili, right? And if you want to say a big house, or, you know, even a building, I would say tomo suli, right? Suli means big and lili means small. So, you know, just off the top of my head, those are kind of like some things that I see that you already have to do with the word tomo to make it work. So I went to see the etymology of this word, I mean, which language influenced this word, and it's Esperanto with the word domo. So that is D-O-M-O. So in Tokipona it's tomo, and you can see like already like it's very direct translation. It's kind of like taking the orthography of Tokipona, you know, like because it doesn't have the letter D, it kind of got converted into the letter T. So you can already see like, you know, the thought pattern. This one is very easy to just figure it out. Now with that, we can of course go further and see that where does the word domo come from. And in Latin is actually domus, which if I'm not wrong, it means a house. I think it might, I'm honestly not sure if it can mean a home, but I'm definitely sure it means a house, domus. So that gets into Esperanto by domo and now into Tokipona by tomo. So it's super interesting how words just get converted into different things. And I even see a little bit of an interesting overlap with the Spanish. Like in Spanish, the word tomo could be like, you know, I am drinking. So if I take my water right here, yo tomo. Yo tomo. And in my tomo, right? In my house. So I already see kind of like, you know, those a bit of conflicts with words. And it's quite interesting because, of course, it means something completely different, but it's spelled the same. I just find it super interesting how you can have like even the same spelling of things, but because it's a different language, you have to get into the logic of that language and ignore kind of like the logic of the languages that you already know. So Tokipona really helps you to get out of, you know, the mentality of like, nope, this word always means this thing. It's kind of like it encourages you to be versatile, especially with very short words. Like, I don't know, let me just read a couple of words in Tokipona, like suno, supa, sui, tan, taso, tawa, telo. All of these words, like some are four letters, like when you want to be so simple, like it's really tricky to not confuse these things with other words that you might know in another language, or to not get them mixed up between two of them or something like that. So I find that really interesting. So if you do anything extra about the word tomo, or you want, or you maybe know something quite interesting about a specific word, do let me know. Like the best thing you can do to contribute to this podcast is really to record your voice, share your thoughts. Like not only do you help me, like, you know, this is very time consuming sometimes to do these episodes, not only do you help me like make more good content, but also you contribute back to the community and we can together help Tokipona grow. So that was the word of the week, tomo. And now moving on, I have something really cool to share with you. So Ian Teaku, a patron of the show, was really kind to, you know, share some of his Tokipona resources. And among those, I found this YouTube channel that I thought was really worth sharing. It's called Seme Li Sin, right? Seme Li Sin, which if we break down, a seme is a way to ask a question, li is a connector, and sin is an adjective that could mean either new, fresh, additional, another, or extra. So, you know, a way to interpret it is like, what is new? Or what is up? Or, you know, what is fresh? You know, so, but the way he describes it is kind of like, what is new? So this is a YouTube channel that I highly recommend you check out. One of my favorite segments is Tokipona News Weekly, Semelisin, right? So it's really like doing some short stories, some little, I don't know, like some little tales in Tokipona and with some images, and it's trying to, you know, encourage you to figure things out. But thankfully, it also has subtitles in YouTube. Like if you just open the closed captions, you have the English version of things. So that has really helped me, you know, like it's a nice little tool, a nice little interactive way to try to figure out some basic sentences in Tokipona and translating them into English if you need to, or you can turn off the subtitles, which is also really nice. So I highly encourage you to check it out. I'm going to leave one of the links in the show notes, and yeah, I just encourage you to check it out. I think you're going to like it. Now, I also got a couple of cool things that I want to share a little bit about. Well, first one is I encourage you to check out previous episode number 9, where we talk about music in Esperanto and how we can make music in Esperanto and contribute to the community in a way. Something that I'm trying to do right now is to translate one of the songs that I really love into Tokipona. So if you want to form part of the challenge, check out previous episode. Now, besides that, this is a topic that I want to explore a bit more in the future as I get to understand it a bit better, you know, because it's a bit tricky to, you know, to really see, do I agree with this? Is it something that I should encourage, or is it something that maybe it's not the best idea? What I'm talking about is something called Nimi Alepona, right? This is a guide of a lot of Tokipona words that have been done after the original list was released, after the 120 words. So Nimi Alepona, if we just analyze it, would say like Nimi is like name, Ale is all, and Pona is good. So name all good, not really sure if you have a better idea of what it could mean, let me know. But it's done by Ryan Muniz, right? And it's really, really interesting because what this is a document online putting together a lot of the words that have been done after the official Tokipona words have been developed. So as you know, like there's a limited list of words. You know, some people say it's 123, some people say it's 120 of Tokipona words. I usually say 120. That is the one that I kind of study. But what this is doing is incorporating a lot of the words that people online have been adding and creating. Now, I understand it's very conflicting. I'm honestly not sure if it goes against the core ideas of Tokipona. I know that, you know, the creator of Tokipona, Sonia Lang, she's not really making an effort to control who can create a word and what is kind of like fan-made and what is real. So yeah, I mean, there's even a section of this list that is Sonia's, you know, non-poo words presented spontaneously by Jan Sonia, right? I'm gonna just walk you through a bit of the timeline, how they categorize these different words. So first category is pre-poo, right? First, we need to explain what the word poo is, right? It means like interacting with the official book of Tokipona. So pre-poo is a section of words created by Sonia Lang in the period before the publication of the official book, right? Then we have the next era of Tokipona, which is poo, which is when, you know, like the words were officially put into a book and now this was the official guide of Tokipona, right? Now, the next era of Tokipona is alternative usage. So this is the usage of words that kind of deviate from the original definitions in the official book. So, you know, if someone kind of manipulates a word and kind of says it differently or changes one letter, then this would count as that. Now, next era of Tokipona evolution is post-poo, right? So again, poo is the official book, and this is community made up words, which have a limited use of, you know, for specific sub-communities, very niche things. So it's super interesting. I mean, I definitely want to explore this list a lot more because I do find it very interesting. And then the next category, next stage of different types of words is humorous, right? These are words originally created to be a joke. So, you know, like you could adapt them into the dictionary if you want to. It's kind of like whoever understands it gets it. But, you know, all of these things are kind of like fan-made. Some are, not everyone knows them. So it's hard to communicate when people don't actually know what you're talking about, right? But yeah, when you talk with the right person, this is quite interesting or it's really funny, right? Now, this next category is proposed words, right? These are words that are propositions, like proposals, as options for the community, but more likely they have been rejected, right? They have not been adopted into the dictionary or so on. And as I said before, the last one is WOG, Sonia, which is non-poo words presented spontaneously by Jan Sonia, right? So yeah, that's what we have. I don't really know what WOG stands for when it says WOG Sonia. If you do know, let me know. I'm really not sure. I couldn't find it. But I think it's very interesting, you know, especially this last category, like Sonia Lang's non-poo words that she has presented spontaneously, kind of like made up. And, you know, the question is like, should she keep track of which words are real, which ones are not, which words are kind of admitted into official Tokipona, which ones are not? It kind of reminds me of, if you know the film Avatar, you know, like Na'vi, which is the made-up language, like that language was created by Paul Frommer. So it's really interesting how he has to approve which words go into the official dictionary, into the official lexicon of Na'vi, right? Because, you know, you also have like the added kind of like a level, the added dimension that this is going into a film and is actually copyrighted, and it's kind of like a whole universe within a story. We don't have that with Tokipona. I really, you know, it's more something that the Tokipona speakers kind of own. Like, is it the Tokipona speakers' ownership to, or do they get to decide which words get added, or should Sonia Lang, should she take ownership and make the decisions? I really don't know. Like, I'd love to know your opinion. Like, who should allow these words to go in, and who can maybe forbid them? I'm really curious about your thoughts regarding that. It's very interesting. So, yeah, just to give you a bit of an example of this list, like all these made-up words, you know, I'm especially for beginners, I wouldn't encourage you to actually memorize these words. I think it's just an interesting thing to look at for now. That is my opinion. There's one word that is yatu. J-A-T-U, which is a post-poo, you know, word, and it means the digit one, and it actually comes from the Cantonese, which is yat, which means one. And now there's one that I really, really love. If I go to the bottom of this list, the word is yupekosi, right? Yupekosi, and it's a post-poo, humorous, and also a spontaneous word by Sonia. Somehow it's a mixture of all these things, and it's to behave like George Lucas and revise your old creative works and actually make them worse. Nobody knows how to pronounce the letter Y because, okay, so this is spelled Yupekosi. So it's Y-U-P-E-K-O-S-I. So, you know, we don't, in Tokipona, we don't have the letter Y. So, I mean, I read it U, but you know, that's the role of the letter J in Tokipona. So, yupekosi, they say, nobody knows how to pronounce the letter Y. It's kind of like a joke being like, you know, George Lucas, some people say he ruined Star Wars. I'm a huge Star Wars fan, so this made me really laugh. I honestly, this is a topic for another day. I think it's really, really funny. So, yeah, again, that is a post-poo, humorous, and also a spontaneous word by Sonia Lang somehow. I don't know if she made it up or maybe someone got her to say like, yeah, that's cool. I don't know. Yeah, so, you know, like, I think it's interesting. I really want to know your thoughts on this. Like, do you think new words should be allowed to be introduced into Tokipona, into the official dictionary, into the official lexicon? What are your thoughts on this? I'd love to know. Actually, if you do have any strong opinions or you just want to share your thoughts, record a voice note. Tell me your thoughts. You can do it in English and Tokipona. Like, it's always better if you can say things in Tokipona and then translate them to English. You know, for beginners who are still getting used to learning Tokipona, I want to make this a very beginner-friendly podcast. If you listen to previous episodes, my goal is to get to the point where I can do 50-50 between English and Tokipona. You're gonna have to be patient with me. I definitely am doing my work, but honestly, I haven't been that diligent lately with my Tokipona. I have a lot of extra work. I don't want to give you excuses. I'm still working on it. But yeah, either way, I do enjoy the fact that we are learning together. As I keep doing this podcast, I keep learning a lot more. And hopefully, as you listen to them, you're still on your Tokipona journey. So as always, feel free to reach me out. It's so nice to hear from you. And it's it's really, really helpful when you send voice notes, because that way we can just make this whole thing more of a community thing, right? A kulupu. So yeah, you can join the Discord channel where I'm going to leave in the show notes. You can also support me on Patreon if you really believe in this podcast and you want to see it grow. Like, that would allow me to dedicate more time to it and more energy. And I want to thank my current patrons. Like, without them, this wouldn't be possible, and I really appreciate it. And yeah, with that being said, you know, if you send a translation from previous episode challenges, that is coming soon. I am going to be leaving more challenges in future episodes, but for today, I just thought this was an interesting topic, so I'm going to leave it at that, and I want to really know your opinions on, you know, this whole controversial topic of adding new words to the Togepona dictionary. So let me know your thoughts, record your voice if you want to, and yeah, with that being said, I'll see you next episode. Keep working on your Togepona, and awen pona.